Ovens Perik Dal Mishnah Tezayin. Rav Yaakov Omer, Hoylem Azeh Doimel LeProizdo Bifnei Oylem Abo. Haskein Atzmecha BeProizdo Kedei SheTikonis LeTrakten. This world is compared to a proizdo, a hallway Bifnei Oylem Abo. It's a famous metaphor, and it's a metaphor that should be in everybody's head. That this world is just a hechetimtza to get to the banquet hall. Hatzken atzmecha b'proizdo, prepare yourself in the entry, in the hallway, put on your makeup, fix your hat, prepare yourself, k'dei shetikonis l'traklam, because soon you're going into the chasna, you're going into the hall, you're going into the place itself. The Balamemra over here, Rav Yankiv, is also a Tana that we don't have that often. The Gemara says in a few places that this Rav Yankiv, his name was Rabbi Yankiv ben Kurshai, and he was a Talmud of Rabbi Kiva. He's one of the Rabbeim, the Gemara actually says, of Rabbeinu HaKodesh. He was Rabbeinu HaKodesh's Rebbe in the wording of the Mishnah. You see, by the way, from that Sugi and Ervin and Yuma, that Ba'isa Yomim, there was so a person had to have a Godel, had to have different Rabbeim for different skill sets. First of all, Torah was given over very much an exact, before the Rabbeinu HaKadosh made the Nusach Kavua, the final version of the Mishnah, every one of the Gedolei Ador had his Sprach, and that's why there was such a need to finalize the version of the Mishnah, in order that should be Torah Achas B'Yisrael, as Klal Yisrael dispersed, going into Golos. There had to be that final editing of the Mishnah in order shaloi tehei Torah shayne biyad kolachas v'achas. In Yavne, right after Churban HaBayis, there were oisik, the Gemara says in Yevamos, for 3 years, and they went to back and forth and back and forth until they came out, and halacha l'maisa, all the machlokes and the gepaskin, like Besil over Beishamai, there was no longer then two hanhogos had to be noig l'maisa. Till then, it was a Beis Shammai and a Beis Hillel. They were knowing like this. They were knowing like that. After that, it was a Baskel. All of Klal Yisrael except the Pesachim Beis Hillel, Beis Shammai, B'Vachem Beis Hillel, any Mishnah. It was an important principle, Shaloite Machloikis and period in Klal Yisrael. Then Rabbeinu HaKadosh finalized the Teresh Mechsav of Teresh Bapeh. There's now only one version of the Mishnah. After that, hundreds of years later, Ravina and Ravashi did the same thing. The next time we have that is we have that with the Mechaber and the Ramah that finalized the Halacha Psukah for Klal Yisrael. It's a tremendous accomplishment. And what you see is that before that final editing, Rabbeinu HaKadosh himself had a Rebbe, Rabbi Yaakov ben Kurshai, in the wording of the Mishnah. His exact version of the Mishnah and the Braisos was what he was Mechabel from Rabbi Yaakov ben Kurshai. He was Mechabel from the Beis Medrash of Kiva. In Usha, this is where the Gemara quotes him. And Bitziruf to that, he also had other Rabbeim. He learned Parab Elazar and Shamor, we mentioned before, again, Gedolei Talmidei Rabbi Akiva. He was in the yeshiva of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. The Gemara says in Ervin, he learned by the Talmidei Rabbi Akiva, but his Talmud, the wording of the Mishnah was something else. It was this Tanya Rabbi Yankiv. Hu Ayoimer, Rabbi Yankiv, we would say, there's another memra, the same way the first memra of Rabbi Yankiv is oft quoted by the Svarim. Mesil Sesharim builds the whole perikal of Mesil Sesharim. You say that Mesil Sesharim Shavayda is on this realization that Olam Hazeh Dem LePrayz, Olam Haba Dem LeTrakven. This is another memra which is very popular in the Svarim and the Musa Svarim for Esayrus. Yofa Shoachas B'tshuva Ma'isin Tov Ba'Olam Hazeh. Now what does that mean? If the whole Olam Hazeh is only a preparation for Olam Haba, how can you say that 1 hour in Olam Hazeh is better than Kol Chayei Olam Haba? So it means Pum Fakert. In Olam Haba, a person cannot fix himself up. He can't be misakin as midos, he can't learn Torah, he can't do mitzvahs. 1 hour in this world, it adds more to a person's spiritual dimension than all of Olam Haba. Olam Haba, a person can only reap the rewards of whatever he planted, whatever he was omel v'yegeh on in Olam Hazeh. Olam Hazeh is the only way he could make for himself something of substance, v'kol chayei Olam Haba. V'yofesh sho'achas shel koyras ruach v'olam haba v'kol chayei Olam Hazeh. Here, the Mishnah says what you would say is a muskurishin, that it's more pleasant and more good and more enjoyable, 1 hour of Kairasuach. Kairasuach is a small reach of toiv, the pleasure that one has in Olam Haba, not even the pleasure of Olam Haba, but even the Kairas Ruach. Bali Musa would say it's like somebody doesn't even have an entry pass to go into the bakery. He could only see what's there, and he could only smell. The smell for 1 hour standing outside Olam Haba is stronger and more pleasurable than any pleasures that a person can have in Chayil Mamzah. But in terms of preparation, only what he has in Olam Haza could prepare him for Olam Haba. Bavus that the Goyin wept before he was nifter on Chol HaMoed Sukkos, and he said, "Avelt vos meken mekabel zayn pnei Hashchina for a poor kopikis." One, he took his tzitzis, one for a few pennies, one could be mekabel pnei Hashchina. That's only in Olam Haza, and he had a tremendous amount of tzad to leave Olam Haza for the world of Olam Haba. The pleasure in Olam Haba is much greater, but the reward that a person can achieve, can create, and Olam Hazeh is incomparable. You can't do that in Olam Habah.